From KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com, it's The Treatment. Welcome to The Treatment. I'm Elvis Mitchell here on the college campus of Santa Monica College, where my guest Steve Conrad got a chance to revisit the disorientation of Chicago, or rather of college. And he lives in Chicago. And his films, many of the films he's written have been about kind of a sense of dislocation and trying to figure out who and what you are, and also just about how whenever I think about your movies, be it The Weatherman or certainly The Promotion or this new show on Amazon that you're doing now, The Patriot, it's always about people. That line from Kierkegaard comes to mind: the closer you get to a dream, the more tattered and dusty it becomes. People trying to sort of get to their dreams and never being able to sort of get their hands around them.
Yeah, that's nicely put. I think the other common denominator among the films and then Patriot is that the characters are largely left to fend for themselves. One way or another, there's a moment in each of the narratives where they take a moment to look around and discover that there's nobody there to support them, lift them up. They're going to have to, if they will find the means and the endurance to finish their particular tasks, they're going to have to do that by themselves.
But it's also, too, about people. Yourself is so often about people trying to make themselves part of the middle class by whatever means necessary and never quite fitting in.
Yeah, that's an aspect to it, too. What I can reduce that to make it, I think, hopefully, something that audiences can find something in personally is that it just amounts to struggle. That particular struggle to improve your conditions in Patriot, those aren't exactly our concerns here, because it's largely suspense and it's oriented around the execution of an intelligence task.
But he's also, his undercover job is being part of the corporate world,
right?
Which
right.
is actually in this right. way yeah. more yeah. actually in this way that. more sort of killer.
And that's a good point. That's a setting is just as fraught with people who are wrung out, have their own idiosyncrasies due to the very heavy demands of their job, which at face value shouldn't be as fraught as his real job, which is to traffic in the intelligence world. Nevertheless, it feels like that. There are people fighting for their lives, even in his cover job, fighting to keep their jobs, fighting to get a promotion. I guess for whatever reason, I've come to look at life as having an awful lot of, it just demands an awful lot of fight out of you every day.
It's funny because in the business world in which your protagonist tries to keep his cover, it feels to those people, especially when the character is played by Kurtwood Smith, like it's more life and death than it is in the literal life and death in the world of undercover espionage.
Yeah, well, we take time on Patriot to underpin our characters, whatever their motivation is. We'll examine how they have dimensions that are go deeper than what you were introduced to them. The terms that you were introduced to those characters under, over the course of the show, they'll deepen, they'll add dimension, and then you'll have a stronger sense of what their particular strengths are and weaknesses, that they're all a bundle of both. But what our goal for the show was to not have those be traditional, that if there's a person who's serving as a bad guy, we'll come to learn that those terms don't quite apply, that he's a stronger foil for John because he's not a bad guy exactly. He's complicated.
Talk a little about John, your lead character.
John is an intelligence officer for an unnamed department of the United States government. He works for his father, essentially, who runs the intelligence wing of this outfit.
He's and for whom he's never good enough, by the way.
Right. Well, the tasks just don't. They come undone generally. And what we discovered in our early investigation to what this particular job is, the job that we're representing that John does, when we tried to learn what the challenges are, what the terms are. Do you have a support system? Is your goal clearly defined? Is it on the books, off the books? Is it legal? Who's asking you to do it exactly? It is complex, to say the least, and he only lives in this gray area of, I am going to trust that this is legal because my father asked me to do it, not because I trust the government. So his dad is a person who asks him to do the dirty work, but the dangerous work too. If Patriot largely involves the unraveling of a plot to influence an election overseas, and John's first simple task is just to bring a bag of money from A to B. And one of the things the show examines is that those can't be counted on. If there's trouble between A and B, there won't be help coming to give John an assist. He has to deal with the unforeseen and surprising challenges to his plan all by himself.
One of the things that strikes me about your stuff, though, even going back to Wrestling Ernest Hemingway, is how ego gets involved with these people. Well, it should be a simple task. Once somebody's ego gets in the way and they get really invested in it, it becomes this whole messy other kind of thing.
Yeah, it's one of the things that can break you down. It can muddle the what otherwise might seem clear, that appetite in us, that thing. It drives people. It can be a strength, but it can be a weakness and a drawback, to say the least. So he lives in this world of men, all of whom, I mean, politically speaking, all of whom must have larger-than-life egos in order to have wound up where they are. And when they start to execute plans, they're often driven by this this further need to advance, to stand out, to distinguish themselves and get ahead. So what Patriot asks is, are you serving the country or are you serving the person?
I just wonder whether you think that comes from, because it's you play it 5 degrees in any direction. It could be tragedy or melodrama, right. And you're often playing it for comedy.
I think it's just human weakness. Right, they're the you. I don't think we see ourselves the way other people see us. I think we camouflage an awful lot of our flaws. Right, I think just in order to wake up every morning, you have to have that in you to say I'm not a bundle of deficiencies, and all day long I'm not just going to expose my flaws. But you do, and if people are discerning around you, even in just an average sense, they're gonna see that stuff. So I guess a lot of where I find conflict is that collision between the way you expect something to go, because you disguise an awful lot of your own appetites and weaknesses, and then what actually happens.
My guest would just use the words bundle of deficiencies as he looked at me, is Steve Conrad, creator of the new show on Amazon, The Patriot, also known from scripts such as The Terrific. Oh, then you bring up Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which is also, again, about what ego, and it's also competitive male ego is really big in this thing too. I mean, it feels like this particularly and peculiarly American thing where you've got to show who and what you are and be better, and your idea of who you are and versus what you actually are, which is so beautifully illustrated in Walter Mitty, is also kind of the underpinning of the stuff you've done too.
Yeah, I guess so. And it has tended to, I guess, be male so far. And there's something about Patriot, I think, that may be most superficially male in the sense that, well, so John works for this intelligence outfit, and the history of our intelligence in the U.S., I'll take the CIA, was really just established to be an information gathering office. All they were supposed to do is create reports. So there's 5 guys in a room. A couple weeks later, someone's talking about killing somebody, and it's just the men can't just sit in a room and gather information. Right? One of them goes, well, why don't we, I think it'd be a good idea to just kill that guy. And then they do, and then they try to cover it up. And so that weird impulse to not be satisfied, to not stay in one place, to go out into the world and make your own space, make your own noise. Yes, Walter Mitty has that in its bones for sure.
But it's funny because it's almost about what civilization has done to the American man. I mean, there's literally a whole subplot in The Patriot about hunting and the fact that these guys aren't equipped to do that, even though they think themselves as being these really masculine guys.
Right, they're bad at it. And, you know, yeah, no one can shoot a duck. I bet that's true, though. When those guys go out and hunt, I bet no one's killing any birds.
Well, yeah, they're just going out to hang out and drink beer and dress like they should be out there and look like they should be out there. And
don't you think it's probably just theater?
I think it's completely theater, and it's about a kind of bonding, but it's also about this competitive, destructive urge that these guys, who basically are still boys, mm-hmm. I mean, none of these guys are grown up that you write.
No, you're right on it. There's that childish instinct you have to make noise so that someone will pay attention to you. And it goes beyond, it's not even a teenage thing. It's, that sounds like 4 and 5 years old.
Yeah, I mean, that these things, at some point there's a fight that comes out of these things that in everything you've written that shouldn't be happening. I think about the great fight between John C. Reilly and Sean William Scott in the promotion, where these two guys, grown men, hitting each other. Yeah. What? They're fighting about a supermarket.
Right. And neither one of them can fight exactly. I don't know.
I guess I was wondering, because so much of what you do, again, it's thinking back to Kierkegaard, he once said something like, the more one suffers, the more I think one finds it to be comic. And that idea of sort of suffering and comedy is a big intersection for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I guess that the goal there is to sort of just ease it a little bit by saying, well, it's not only traumatic, it's also funny. They it can be those two things at one time. And we have some of the hallmarks of our art form have that all over them. Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton. There's struggle and some pain in there, but there's comedy all over it.
But lots of comedy in what you do. And what's so much fun to me about The Patriot is that juxtaposition of the idea of these guys creating something tragic in this work situation where it really is not that much at stake.
Right.
Whereas this guy who really has a lot at stake is completely baffled by the workaday world.
Yes, it's true. Well, we all have jobs where it just feels important. Like, this means everything. For some reason, the completing this task on time, it means the world. It doesn't. It feels like that. Advancing often makes a difference between renting a house and buying a house, and that feels like a fight worth making. I guess I hadn't even thought about it, Elvis. It's crazy that how the stuff that I was formerly fascinated by is in Patriot. I approach Patriot like it's a sheer suspense thriller and very in a genre. And you're right. It shouldn't be a surprise, but it is. I can't get away from writing about certain things, I guess.
Gosh, because I would have thought that you sat down and said, well, this would be funny, the idea of having these two worlds butting up against each other.
I originally thought about Patriot when the Valerie Plame thing was in the news and when I read.
Because it's basically said about that in that same period.
Essentially, yes. Ours is a little later than that.
A couple
period.
Years after that, yeah.
She that was George W., and ours is 2012. But the Valerie Plame, for those who don't know what her situation was, she was working, I think, for the CIA. And she had the cover of a job in the oil business, and she was really just using that cover job to be able to go to the parts of the world where, if an intelligence officer went, they'd leave tracks. So she was gathering information, trying to determine where uranium was going, and it ended poorly because she was outed by her own government. That was a tragedy in and of itself. But the part of Valerie Plame's story that most fascinated me was when I learned that the oil company she was working for didn't know that she was an agent for the CIA, that she had to perform the functions of that day job and not get fired. How long would it take you to learn the intricacies of the oil business? I think she was given about a month to try to get a professional handle on something
less,
that people
less than that. She was given less time than that, really.
She was. So I wanted to have that weird, fraught setting for our guy where you picture, well, he's working at this international engineering firm. That ought to be easy, but it's not. It's just as hard as the rest of it because he's not at his best. He takes this task up at a time in his life where he's not at his best. He's at the knife's edge of keeping his sanity. The task is too important. It's critical, and his father asked him to do it, so he jumps in. But he's unprepared. He's behind the eight ball, and the job in and of itself is just full of this impossible to comprehend nonsense. But the guys who he works for take it as seriously as his bosses at the State Department.
Actually, weirdly, more seriously, because finally, what his job comes down to is having a set of skills you can manage that will produce a concrete result. And the job is not about, it's about these expectations.
Right, that's
more than
point.
Actually goals.
Right, he can demonstrably fail on an hourly basis by not parking in the right parking space, not being able to work the copier. But at his real job, it's a lot harder to define whether we're succeeding or failing. I did with Patriot, though, I thought I was trying something new for me, which has eluded me to date exactly, and not for any other reason than I seldom am able to direct my own writing, and in the case of Patriot, I am, that I can take every aspect of what that job entails and direct it toward one, to a principal superficial thing on screen. Like, I wanted to make suspense with Patriot. It was my goal to choose a genre, to love it, understand it in as much as filmmakers can, and then contribute to it. If there are hallmarks of spaces and people that I've written about before, they now exist in Patriot only to create suspense. They're not there to be studied in and of themselves. Like, the writing is designed to create suspense in all of its details, in every setting, and all the way through 10 hours.
Well, I think you did a great job. We'll take a break. We're talking about the show The Patriot on Amazon, I guess, as its creator, Steve Conrad. It's The Treatment. There's more to come.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? Critics rave The Greatest Hits is a music-infused romance that hits all the right notes and the most original time travel story in years. Featuring music by Nelly Furtado, Beach House, Jamie XX, and more. Watch The Greatest Hits, now streaming on Hulu.
Introducing the KCRW donation car, designed to be recycled. This first-of-its-kind vehicle will save you time, space, and hassle by disappearing. Enjoy the luxury and comfort of turning your underused car into a donation worth hundreds, even thousands of dollars. The KCRW donation car, already in your garage, driveway, or on cinder blocks outside your house. Act now at kcrw.com/cars.
To pay attention to first, but going all the way back, and there are an awful lot of shared characteristics among them, and that helps you. It helps you figure out what the craft is good at. But then there are also, you see the more easily arrived at impulses with them, like the to traffic in the familiar parts of the genre, right? The stuff that isn't scintillating exactly or super strong. You've seen it before. And you feel yourself getting, you can feel this fatigue come over you, like action fatigue. You get it about a quarter of the way through, you get it, and you start to, I think someone who loves the art form starts to go, okay, I get it, like, let's get through it and get into the next thing that might be interesting. With TV, there's a whole other demand on that decision making, where I decided that we weren't going to do certain things on the show because I felt like,
for example,
well, we don't have in Patriot fight scenes with John, our main character, where you are asking the audience to believe that he might lose the fight and die, because it's episode 4 and you know, he's like, if he died, there'd be no show. So I thought, we'll just not do, we won't do that on Patriot. We'll find another way to make him fight in ways that are interesting.
And create maybe other kinds of jeopardy for him.
Yes, where there, and did you also have an insight into his psychology, and every bit of action relates essentially to his psychological state.
He's really built, and this kind of runs through, you can go back to, again, to Wrestling Ernest Hemingway. There's a fear of failure that runs through your work. Mm-hmm. Your protagonists are always afraid to fail. Sometimes they're afraid to fail, and so they don't put any skin in the game. They're forced to, but these guys are always afraid of falling on their faces and or not coming through.
Yeah, well, it's certainly true of Patriot. He has a devotion to a dad who is charismatic and good, but has a very complicated job. John is not a patriot in the sense that, well, that word was an important one for us to try to crack, because it
does mean so much to so many people, doesn't it?
It does, but it's also one of those words that people, they call themselves that. And I think that that's not fair. I don't think you get to call yourself a patriot. I think it's like calling yourself soulful or generous, or someone else has to call you that. And you can call yourself punctual or like a movie buff, but do you know what I mean? You can't call yourself a patriot. It's a word that people use to camouflage the real thing they're trying to say and do, which is to get their way. I think, to say, don't, you can't question me now because I just call myself a patriot. If you question me, then you're not one. John is not that sort of patriot. He doesn't relate to his country on those terms. He has a devotion to his family, which in our story, it's conflated with his service of his country. And one of the investigations in Patriot is what do you owe your country? What do you owe your family? It can't be the same thing. And we're puzzling over where you can unburden yourself for serving, right? And then you also have to challenge yourself to serve. Like, you have to have a life where you can choose to do both at the right time.
This show's certainly gotten a lot more etymological than I thought when we sat down. It's just the treatment we're talking about.
Well,
the nature of Patriot.
It's 10 hours long. You have a chance. You know, if you just did one thing.
We're talking about the show Patriot with its creator, Steve Conrad. And I guess as we're talking about this too, all your characters are looking to define themselves, though. I mean, they all want to. I mean, weatherman. I mean, the idea of creating this thing in your head, the promotion of creating this thing that you're supposed to be, like building a concept. And you're trying to fit yourself into it. That idea of defining oneself plays a big part in the way you think as a writer too, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. And it's all over this show, and it especially applies to our main character. One of the goals of Patriot was to make it a little timeless in its cinematic elements, and to make it a little hard to say exactly when it was shot. Many of our models were films from the 70s, and there were some formal design aspects of those movies I wanted to maintain.
Which ones were you using as models?
There's a movie called The Verdict, which is from 83, but it's essentially a 70s movie. The Day of the Jackal was one. Dog Day Afternoon, obviously, where suspense...
I mean, Day of the Jackal could take place in the 50s. I mean,
right. If you turn it on, you wouldn't be able to say. So I wanted that element, which meant I wanted to cast someone who also looked a little timeless. It could be a leading man in the 60s or in the 70s. And many had to sing, and we looked long and hard. And Michael was in Australia and took to the role and took to the, he's a tremendously talented musician, and gave us enough to go on with a self-tape that we flew him out, and he and I spent some time. The other aspect of Patriot versus everything I've done to date is the process of making Patriot. I have enough friends who make cable TV, that it allowed me to sit down with them and mine them for the details of when things went well and why things went poorly. And to a person, I was warned about fatigue and this gravitational pull down to being average or easy because of the speed of the whole thing. You've got to shoot a lot of pages every day, and it's a hustle. And it lends itself to dropping the ball an awful lot, or settling an awful lot, just to move the camera and get through the day.
That's interesting, because you were talking about this. I just remember that line that there's an exchange that between Mike Nichols and Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate, and Hoffman is just talking about he's tired, and he says, "Dustin, okay, this is your only chance to do the scene. Do you really want it to be bad 20 years from now because you were tired today?" Mm-hmm. And to find somebody who's going to be able to push past the exhaustion, and because this thing's going to live, as we now know about TV, it lives forever.
Yeah, yeah. You hope everybody understands that basic the math there, that there's a temporary contribution for a permanent mark.
But it's also, I guess, as you're talking about this, I find myself wondering, because you've got a successful career in movies, why television at this point? Because it is so demanding, and you do have to build this thing out that's 10 hours that feels like it doesn't flag at any point. And you, these things that may seem like small throwaway moments are, in fact, when people watch all the way through, turn to be much bigger than they realize. That's an awful big bite of the apple that you're taking.
Well, that challenge was it. That was the goal for me, is to could you do it? Could you make it work? Also, I mean, TV has gotten ambitious and cinematic, and the studio wanted us to go out and make something distinctive. It wasn't an accident. We didn't trick them. It was our job. We were hired to go out and make something that felt distinctive in terms of its ambition and its storytelling, what it says and does, and where we can go to shoot it. I don't feel that so much in the feature world these days. I think that ambition to be singular and to create, to contribute to the form a little bit. I haven't heard that as part of the conversations for features for a while. I think we're going through a period where we're choosing the easy things to do on screen. And because it's such a crowded atmosphere on TV, one of the ways to stand out is to try to tackle something that the execution of which might be its calling card. The job the team did on it might be the thing that recommends it. If all goes well, if all goes according to plan, that the thing can stand out maybe because it works. I think that TV allows for that now. And it's a longer day, but it's a better day if you have more freedom. You could work all day long if they're letting you do this thing that excites you.
Well, it's been great having you. Thanks so much for doing this, Steve.
Yeah,
really,
thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Talking with the creator of the show, Patriot, on Amazon, Steve Conrad. Our recording engineer who also mixes the show is Kat Ewer, is edited by Blake White, who's associate producer. It's The Treatment. Catch up on past episodes of The Treatment, go to kcrw.com or listen on your smartphone with KCRW's mobile apps, or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or if you listen to podcasts. The Treatment is produced and distributed by KCRW Santa Monica.